2 Kings 7. But Elisha said,
Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Tomorrow about this time a measure of choice meals shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria.
Then the captain on whose hand the king leaned said to the man of God,
Even if the Lord were to make windows in the sky, could such a thing happen?
But he said,
You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat from it.
Now there were 4 leprous men outside the city gate who said to one another,
Why should we sit here until we die? If we say, Let us enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. But if we sit here, we shall also die. Therefore, let us desert to the Armenian camp. If they spare our lives, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die.
So they arose at twilight to go to the Aramean camp. But when they came to the edge of the Aramean camp, there was no one there at all. For the Lord had caused the Aramean army to hear the sound of chariots and of horses, the sound of a great army, so that they said to one another,
The king of Israel has hired the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Egypt to fight against us.
So they fled away in the twilight and abandoned their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, leaving the camp just as it was, and fled for their lives. When these leprous men had come to the edge of the camp, they went into a tent, ate and drank, carried off silver, gold, and clothing, and went and hid them. Then they came back, entered another tent, carried off things from it, and went and hid them. Then they said to one another,
What we are doing is wrong. This is a day of good news. If we are silent and wait until morning light, we will be found guilty. Therefore, let us go and tell the king's household.
So they came and called to the gatekeepers of the city and told them,
We went to the Aramean camp, but there was no one to be seen or heard there. Nothing but the horses tied, the donkeys tied, and the tents as they were.
Then the gatekeepers called out and proclaimed it to the king's household. The king got up in the night and said to his servants,
I will tell you what the Arameans have prepared against us. They know that we are starving, so they have left the camp to hide themselves in the open country, thinking, When they come out of the city, we shall take them alive and get into the city.
One of his servants said,
Let some men take 5 of the remaining horses, since those left here will suffer the fate of the whole multitude of Israel that have perished already. Let us send and find out.
So they took 2 mounted men, and the king sent them after the Aramean army, saying,
Go and find out.
So they went after them as far as the Jordan. The whole way was littered with garments and equipment that the Arameans had thrown away in their haste. So the messengers returned and told the king. Then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans. So a measure of choice meal was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Now the king had appointed the captain, on whose hand he leaned, to have charge of the gate. The people trampled him to death in the gate, just as the man of God had said when the king came down to him. For when the man of God had said to the king,
2 measures of barley shall be sold for a shekel, and 1 measure of choice meal for a shekel, about this time tomorrow in the gate of Samaria.
The captain had answered the man of God,
Even if the Lord were to make windows in the sky, could such a thing happen?
And he had answered,
You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat from it.
It did indeed happen to him. The people trampled him to death in the gate.